New to Medical Device Sales Meetup in Scottsdale, Arizona, May 4th. This is going to be an event where you can come, you can learn from people inside the industry, teaching you how to break into medical device sales, as well as how to actually perform once you're inside the industry. This event's not only going to be for people who are trying to break into medical device sales, but for people who are already in medical device sales. A bunch of different speakers, as well as having the opportunity of having people we've helped break into medical device sales come, introduce themselves, speak, because they're going to be able to share their experiences of what it was like to break in and also what it's like as their experience inside medical device sales. This is also going to be a time not only to learn, but to also network. Like I said, we're going to have people inside the industry, but we're also going to have people outside the industry trying to get inside of medical device sales. And this is a great time to can make those connections that will continue to grow throughout the next several years and your career in medical device sales. Here at New to Medical Device Sales, community is massive for us. And I want to continue to give back to that community, continue to grow and put back into you all and just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in Scottsdale on May 4th for the New to Medical Device Sales Meetup. Click the link below.
Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin. And today, my friends, I am bringing you a special guest who is the new leader of breaking into medical device sales through our course in 2 weeks, which is a new record for us. So today I'm very excited to present to you Mr. Joe Dobbs, who is 22 years old, who was able to break in with Stryker in only 2 weeks of being in the course. So Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jacob. Thanks for having me. This whole time throughout this course, it's crazy to say it only took 2 weeks, but I'm happy to be here. I'm still can't believe it, but yeah, I'm really excited to share my story.
Yeah, man, you're gonna help a lot of people. And like we said, like 2 weeks, everyone's gonna be listening to this and be like, there's no way. Like, that's impossible. You'll have other people who like, I've been trying for 14 months, and I'll be like, that stinks, right? But you were able to do it with 2 weeks. So before we jump into all that, tell us a little bit about who Joe is. Like, give us some background about who you are, where you went to college, what you went for, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually a first generation immigrant. I was born in Leicester, England, moved to Orlando, Florida when I was 3. That's where I grew up my whole life in Orlando. Big sports guy growing up, mainly lacrosse and football focused. Being young, you know, playing lacrosse and football, you know, I was a huge fan. Living in Florida, I was a huge fan of the Florida Gators in the Tim Tebow era. I knew right then and there that I wanted to go to the University of Florida, follow my dream, do that. So I was able to attend the University of Florida. Super proud of that. I was able to graduate last May. I got a degree in sports management. There was a point in time when I wanted to maybe become a sports law attorney. That was like the idea behind it. It wasn't really the end goal of mine. You know, things change, things get just moved around. So I wanted to pursue a career in medical device sales. Actually had a buddy of mine's dad that I grew up with that started in that space. And I was surrounded by it a lot when I was younger. So I got to see it and saw the lifestyle that it presented. And, you know, I always see him come home in scrubs and I was really young. I was like, what does this guy do? Is he a doctor? You know, is he a surgeon? Like, turns out he was in medical device sales. So that's always what piqued my interest in that. And when I was going throughout college, you know, I knew that I wanted to land a career somewhere more on the sales side. And I had that medical device kind of in the back of my brain. But the reason for the sales side was mainly just because, you know, it's the only profession where your income can really match your effort, right? Yep. You make money at the expense of your own productivity. And that's a career that I want to have. You know, me being a first generation immigrant, you know, I have a lot of weight on my shoulders, but a good weight, right? I get a chance to prove to my family that we can really make it here in the States and pave the way for my bloodline and kids from a financial perspective. Mm-hmm. So that's what really wanted me to pursue that career in sales. And, you know, as I got more down the line, you know, going at graduating school, I was like, okay, well, I've always been interested in medical device sales. Let's try and break into this, do this. So did a little bit of background, you know, try to network, get opportunities. Wasn't really finding much job luck at all. You know, typical. I mean, it's a super hard industry to break into, let alone, you know, I was a college kid, you know, probably my efforts and what I was doing just wasn't the right approach at all. Then I got the typical, you know, I had a mentor at the time that was like helping me essentially break in, just a family friend. He was like, hey, you know, go get some business to business sales experience. And that's what led me to the current job I'm at, which was in the staffing industry, but more on the account management side. So I help facilitate and run a territory, cold call outreach, you know, pretty much just drive sales through talent solutions. It's a little bit of a similar aspect, and that's what I was doing to gain similar skills to the medical device space. Doing that for about the past 6 months post grad, and as I love the opportunity it presented, definitely learned a lot about myself. I was just kind of fed up coming into 2024, and I just knew I was like, hey, if I really want to break in, I know I could do it. And that's when I reached out to Jacob in the course. I knew with my work ethic and hard work that I put in, combined with his mentorship, his resources, I just knew it was possible.
Yeah, man, I love that. And that it's a couple things I want to touch on is, just being able to have a vision, getting, we talk to so many people who they'll talk to people in med device sales and they'll be like, hey, go do these things, right? Which is it helps you go do the staffing. And we get a lot of people in like the healthcare recruiting, healthcare staffing world. We've helped a lot of them break into med device sales and you have that carryover. But that's the one thing that I've continued to see is, I actually, funny enough, I just talked to somebody who wanted to learn more about our course. They called me and they're like, my brother's in med device sales. My father-in-law's in med device sales. I'm currently doing like a B2B sales job. And their advice to me was just sit and wait until I get an opportunity. And I was like, well, that's horrible advice. And that's why I just wanted to state that because I'm laughing because I always make the joke of, there's a lot of people in this industry that give some of the worst advice I've ever heard because they really don't know how to break in. And it's like just because they got in doesn't know how they know how to teach you that. The reason I'm just saying that is A, it was very helpful for you to go get that B2B sales experience, right? You like it did help you. But even for you, it's not like you had to stay there for 3, 4 years, right? Go in there, get some talent, understand it, and then be like, hey, let's move on. So the one thing I want to always just bring up is, even you were actually doing the right things before you joined the course. And I think this is one thing that people miss is, a lot of the people that do join our course is they actually are already in the interview process. And the reason I say that and I want to bring that up today is because so many people will be like, oh, I have a couple interviews. I'm going to do it on my own. And know what always happens? They always lose them. Why? Because they don't know what to do in those processes, right? Compared to you were one of the very few proactive people. And I would say 50% of the people in our course are actually going through interview processes already when they join, is they don't want to lose it. And that was something that you had brought up. And so can you just kind of speak to that of like, you were already doing it. You had landed a first round, but what made you be like, all right, the course, I want to work with Jacob. I want to do the mentorship. I want to learn how to actually get it to be able in 2 weeks to get the dream job that you were hoping for.
It's hard enough to get an interview, right, in the medical device space as it is, right? So I knew once I got that opportunity, I was able to get one on my own, well, a few on my own, right? And I knew that it's great. I got my foot in the door. I have a chance to really prove myself. But because of how hard it is to land that interview, I knew I didn't want to mess it up whatsoever, right? And that's when I thought the course would be able to help me, just be able to guide me in the direction, just because Jacob's done this thousands of times. He could probably give you the full script of how the exact interview is going to go, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? He gives you that blueprint so you can go in that interview and know how to exactly crush it. Because in these interviews, there is little to no margin of error. It obviously depends on who you're interviewing with, but one slip up, one wrongly said thing, and you're out of the process. They're going to go with the other candidate. A lot of these times in the first round, there's like what, 500 applicants for some of these job interviews, right? It's figuring out a way to tell your story in the right way possible, not to say any mistakes and make yourself stand out. And that's what the course is able to show you. As much as you want to believe that you can do it on your own, there's some that have done it, right? But the greatest things in life come with the right coaching and mentorship. And that's what I knew this course would do for me.
I love that, man. And that's such a good and mature way to look at it. Because the reason I just say that is I actually, funny enough, had a talk with a girl yesterday and she's like, oh, but I think I can do it on my own. And I'm like, yeah. And you thought you could do it on your own for the last 13 months. They still haven't been able to get in, right? And there's nothing wrong. Like, you guys, I totally understand. It's always an investment. You have to do your thing. But then I made a comment to her and it didn't really hit. And so I hope this all hits for you all. I said, guys, I still have coaches. And she's like, wait, why would you have a coach? I thought you're so good at this. And it's like, wait. I think you missed it. And then I hit her with this. Does Michael Jordan have a coach? Yep. Did LeBron James have a trainer and a coach? Yep. Did every best athlete and person, even though they were the best that you've ever seen, still work on getting better? Yes. And that's what people miss. And we talked about this, and this is why you are so proactive about it. Joe is like, I sit here and tell everyone. Everyone says this is what the career they want to do. And then I always give them crap. You guys go to college and spend 50 to 100 grand. And it's not even what you, and then you're like, I don't even want to do this with my degree. But then you're like, this is exactly what I want to do. I know this is the career. I know it's lucrative. I know I can be happy, all this stuff. And then you guys won't invest a dollar into it. And then you guys keep losing. And then you're frustrated that you keep losing. And then you're like, I guess I'll just never do it. Instead, we do it every single day. We just got you hired in 2 weeks. But the reason I'm saying that to you all a mentor does is save you a lot of time and money. And then here's the other thing I'll say. The best part is, what was half the talks we had about, man, was, okay, you're doing this now, but guess what you're going to do once you're in the industry? You're going to carry this over and do this. And that's what I always just tell people is that's why our people who come into our program, it's not just get you a med device job. If that's all I did, I suck. That's the honest truth. It's how do I set you up to get multiple job offers, get you into the industry, and then also know what to do inside the industry so you're successful in it. And that's why I just needed to say this to somebody is because you all look at it as a job or whatever, but you say it's one of your career. Wouldn't you want the thing that you're like investing in for the rest of your life or for 10 plus years you want to be actually good at? But most of you, just so you all know who are listening to this, the thousands that listen to this, don't do that and then can't figure out why they're not having success. And then are also the people who get in at 60K after 13 months. And then guess what? Like I just, in like the most transparent way, man, is like you and we talked about this. I met someone who's been in med device sales for 6 years. They've never made more than 150 grand. That's not a slight. That's like, hey, that's great. I did north of 200 my first year. Who you listen to matters. And so this is what I just always tell you guys. You can make more money. You can't get your time back. So just thinking about that person, like, yeah, you guys can go break in, do the 60K, 65K, 70K, 80K. Now you're 5 years in and you've only made $130,000. Or you could have made more than $130,000. Like the podcast we just had come out a couple of weeks ago, Garrett Wilson at 22 got in at 148K, right? And like, you can just say the time. And so that's, I just always have to put that out there for people to think about because people really are always trying to take the cheap route and then they miss out. And the last thing I'm going to say to this, because it happened to me multiple times yesterday, Joe, this is why I'm so proud of you. You know what you do? You do what you say. You say, I'm going to do this. You go do it. And that was never my problem with you, right? You always are a hustler. You're the one I always had to be like, hey, settle down just a little bit because you are so driven. You are so go-getter. But the one thing I need to put out there is like, I had multiple talks with people yesterday who are literally like, I'm going to do this. I need this. But then they make excuse A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What, like, let me just make this really clear. Like I always say, because people don't believe me. You know the difference between successful people and not successful people? Successful people don't make excuses. Joe didn't make an excuse. Look at 2 weeks in, he's hired in med device sales. So that's number one. You don't make excuses. You're fully committed. But number two, what I find is absolutely hysterical is I had multiple people say, I'm getting ghosted. It's not working. And then they reached out to us for our help. And then I follow up with them. And guess what they do? They ghost. I just want you all to hear that are listening to this podcast right now, because you all are the ones complaining about being ghosted. And then when somebody's actually trying to help you, you ghost them instead of being a mature human being saying, no thanks. Like, just transparently, the reason I'm on this rant, I had a person tell me they were going to meet with me at 5:45 a.m., ghost me, and then reach back out at 6 o'clock and say, oh, I don't want to do it anymore, even though they said they were all committed, all the stuff. But then I'm going to say this is then was like, well, I was driving. And I'm like, but you knew you were driving before you texted me. Like, you knew before you set the 5:45 a.m. meeting. The reason I'm joking with you all, and I want you to hear this though, is this is the silly gooses, and you're the ones reaching out to me why you can't get hired. Guess what Joe never did? Joe said he's gonna call me at 8 a.m. Guess what Joe does? Calls at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to talk a little bit about that, man, because you having success is no surprise. So I'm gonna shut up for a second, and I want you to talk about you actually going through the process with Striker. You were going through multiple companies at the same time, but talk about that process.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things to stand out in this process too is being urgent, aggressive, and direct, right? That's a big part of this job where those skills will translate. Well, that's a big part of the interview process that you need to bring that'll translate into the job. And that's a good way to show the hiring manager that you have what it takes. But you know, a great example of the course, right, which part of Jacob's, you know, words and wisdom actually helped me get hired in 2 weeks, was starting, you know, my initial, before the course, right, I have my initial recruiter call with the hiring manager, right? And that was about all I did before the call with Jacob, with Striker. Moving forward into my face-to-face with the hiring manager, the second or third round interview, you know, going through the interview, brought my business plan, came to everything prepared and organized. But the one thing that maybe stood out was the way I spoke and how I was interviewing with other companies.
Yep.
But in a way that, you know, wasn't a slap in the face, but a way to show them like, hey, I have other opportunities going on right now. I really value this one most. What's the timeline for this process? And if you really present yourself in a way that they like, and you tell them that, then they'll speed up the process for you. I think after that in-person interview, it was a week and a half, and I had, if you include the talks with the members on the team, probably seven other interviews within that week and a half until I got that offer letter, which is crazy. And just goes to show that if you're urgent, aggressive, and direct in the right manner, right, with being confident, not arrogant, you can really get hired in just a few weeks. But you just have to articulate your words in the right way and just ask questions. Ask Jacob, you know, like, hey, I remember I asked Jacob at first, told me, he's like, I was actually on a ski trip in Utah before I was going to those rounds of interviews. And he called me on the phone. He was like, hey, man, so this is what you're going to do. This is how you accelerate the process. You're going to let them know you're speaking with other companies, but this is the exact verbiage you use. He said it to me. I was like, okay, I think I got it. I went home, practiced it a couple of times, realized, like, okay, no, that's not right. I texted him before I went to bed. I was like, hey, can you send me, you know, the script of what I should say again, just so I have it to make sure I don't mess it up. Practice it again, make sure I have my verbiage right and said it the right way. And that's what really led to, it's like, it's just, you're practicing it, right? So that's really what led to the outcome of all the interviews being able to happen so quick, is because I said it in the right way that showed that I valued the opportunity. But hey, like, if you're not going to give me the chance to prove myself, these other companies will.
Come on, baby. And this is so true, Joe, because you did a great job, man. And like, this is what I'll just sit here and tell you exactly what you just said. This is what people miss about it. It's like 99% of you just network wrong. You still say, I want to pick your brain. You still will say, I want to know about a job or whatever it is, right? But what you just said is the verbiage. One other thing I'll just say, man, is how you were able to speed up the process, though, is because you understood how to play the game to win the game, right? It's me coaching you saying, hey, the next three steps are A, B, C, D. Just do this, say this, do that, and it'll work, right? And that's what I'm just saying. That's what most people miss is if you don't understand how to play, that's why I always make the joke, we cover our eyes, we're just shooting in the dark. We're hoping it works out. Compared to you were never hoping. How many times did I call you and I said, you already had the job, just do A, B, C, and it's yours. And you guys just say things how you think it. And that's great, but guess what? You can't always do. Say things how you think it because it can rub people the wrong way. And so that's what I would just sit here and tell you is, you know, Joe did a great job of being able to be very coachable and just be able to, like you said, you were very persistent. You were very aggressive. I almost had to be like, Joe, rein it back a little bit, man, because you're doing so much good. Like it was awesome. But that's what I want you guys to hear because that's like the difference between a top performer and people that get hired quickly. And you know what I'm not worried about? Joe going into the industry and actually performing, right? Because we're teaching you how to do the job to get the job so you can actually be successful. And like we said, multiple of those talks, like that Sunday, I talked to you for an hour when I'm on a walk with my dog. It was having that talk of what? Okay, this is great. And I love that you're going to do this and you're going to get the job. That's awesome. But this is how you're going to leverage it so you can actually be financially free and go change your whole life, right? And that's the thing I think that people miss is like when you're that driven, you have to be able to see how it's going to correlate and be able to put it in. Because like I said, if we just get you guys a job, that's no good. We got to make sure you know what to do. And that's what makes the process easier because, Joe, what'd you start doing? Start putting yourself in the feet and the place of, okay, this is, I'm acting like I'm in a surgery. Oh, if this was a deal, this is how I'm closing the deal. That's why I have no worry about when you get carried over. Where do you feel like the most challenging part was or the things that you felt like maybe you didn't know before the course that you're like, if I didn't know this, there's no way I would have been hired?
There's definitely a few areas in that. One thing I would just like to touch on for, because I know there's a bunch of people out there like me that are probably going to watch this, that are considering the course, or even people that are in the course right now that are that go-getter, overachiever, right? Want to do everything to stand out and do over the top. But one area that Jacob helped me here was, okay, that's all great and all being that go-getter and overachiever, but understanding the difference between productive and busy work, right? What's going to actually move the needle? So it's great to understand, you know, hey, you're willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, get that job and show the manager, but make sure you're doing work that's actually productive. And, you know, also, like, Jacob relates everything to dating, right? You want to show that you're interested, that you want the job, and you're willing to do what it takes, but you're not going to be annoying and put all your eggs in one basket and show everything you have to offer right away, right? So that's a big aspect I think the course helped me out too. And just mentorship speaking with you is like, hey man, focus on what's productive, not busy. It's great if you want to add all these steps to the process, but you're just going to make it more busy work for you, and it's not really going to move the needle that much. But in regards to that, what was the main question again? Sorry, I
Well,
got sidetracked.
no, that's it, man. It was just asking about, hey, you know what helped you in the course, but also what did you find that was possibly difficult that if you didn't take the course, like, you know, you were doing this on your own, but you're like, you wanted to take the course. But what do you feel like was just like a difficult thing that you would face in the interview process? Like you said, I was always like, hey, man, Because you were like, hey, I'm going to spend 7 hours and do this. And I'm like, hey, that's great. But you already spent six and you already got enough here. So go take your girl out on a date and enjoy your Sunday and actually spend some time with her instead of this. Because otherwise, she'll be like, you're obsessed with all this stuff, right? So it's having those
She
jokes.
does think
Still
that.
saving relationships, right? As we do that. But also, what do you feel like in the interview process was one of the more difficult things that you were finding? Because you went through multiple different interview processes.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, the one thing that is supposed to be difficult, right, is the idea of the unknown. What you don't know is always the scary part, right? You don't know how to act. But Jacob's course really gives you a blueprint of every single scenario of how it's going to work, even with questions that they're going to ask or how to tell your story. So if you just really focus in on who you are, what you bring to the table, and answer, go through some mock questioning that's in the course, you really won't, you'll be prepared for anything. And that's what I found that the course offered me. Like, I think without the course, I would have came into some of these questions and been, lost for words, not really know how to articulate my words the right way. But because of what the course presented, so much different podcasts and just video recordings of just different ways to answer questions. And just like when you hear things over and over again, you start to, you are who you surround yourself with, right? So Jacob, I'm not actually with him, but I started to associate myself with him because all I was doing was listening to these recordings and audios. So the way I was articulating my words was similar to the course was presenting, right? So that really helped me in the process when they were saying, ask me the difficult questions, right? They'd say like, hey, what do you bring to the table that's not your typical, work ethic drive? Like, what else can you say? There's some touch points on that Jacob said that really helped me. I was like, okay, I can just speak on this. I think being the course was just helped me to be prepared, and it would have been really challenging without that to answer some of these hard questions that they ask.
They come in with, and I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's always fun to see you guys have so much success, and I love that. But what I want to just touch on and give some people some encouragement is, like this is always about adding free value and hoping this can just help you all. And like one of the things I've been big on our course lately is just knowing who you are as a person and knowing that the Joe train left the station. They're either jumping on or they're jumping off, right? The reason I'm saying that is hopefully that resonates with somebody that's listening to this is you guys all work so hard. You all do everything that you can. You're obsessed about this. You're all type A's. That's who listens to this interview and in this podcast. But the reason I'm just saying that is because so many times you guys are all trying to prove yourself. And what I want you all to understand is you are proving yourself. You're doing the work. And what's going to prove it is you just doing the work, right? Instead of saying all the things. But what I want you also to understand is you have to have the confidence that if this person takes a shot on you, you will perform. But if they do not, you are still going to perform whoever takes a shot on you. The reason I'm just saying that is the moment you all do that and you switch that mindset, because so many times right now you're like, oh, I hope I get a job. Oh, please take me. Oh, I hope I get the interview. And once you switch it to, yeah, this is a great opportunity. But if it doesn't work out, there'll be another opportunity. The moment you all do that, I promise you, you will watch your interviews. You will watch everything in med device sales start to change. And just, welcome to being in med device sales. If I go to an account, I'm like, please buy my stuff. Please buy my stuff. Right? They're gonna be like, what the heck? If they text me and I respond within a minute, they're gonna be like, this person must not have anybody else to service, right? We must be their only customer. Compared to if you're like, hey, yeah, no, I really appreciate it. You do follow-ups, you leave, you come back a little later, you post about being with other people. Like there's a game to the whole thing. But I just want to provide some value to you all is like, hey, make sure you continue to just trust in you. You all have it. But going back to the dating, and I always bring it back to dating in our course. Hopefully you haven't had this experience, but there's been times where you probably have been with somebody where they're like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. And then they just are like, you want to hang out? 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 And you're like, good Lord. I left my phone for 5 minutes, right? The reason I'm just saying that, and just so you know, I'm laughing because some of you might be that person who's sending all the texts. So stop that. But the reason I'm saying that is because you have to be like, hey, I would love to be hanging out with you. I'd love to go see you. But if it doesn't, great. I'm my own person. I'll figure it out on my own and I'll go like be with someone else, right? Like we talk about this in the dating aspect. It's like if someone is like, hey, I kind of want to see where things go, and then you just blow their phone up all the time, they'll be like, no. But if you just barely text them and then you go see them on the date and then you come back and then you follow up once or twice, it was, hey, great date, really enjoyed seeing you. And then you leave some time and you don't text them over and over and over and over and over. Guess what? It keeps curiosity. It keeps them coming back. And we had this talk. I remember driving in my car, but it was just like, if someone was like, oh, I'm going to see what happens, or I think we need to take some time. And you're the person who's like, baby, please come back. Please don't ever leave me. Oh, you're everything I ever wanted. Guess what that person's going to do? leave you. They don't respect it. Compared to you, you'll be like, yeah, take your time. Sounds good. Guess what? Mind switch. What? Why would they say take their time? Who are they seeing? Why would they say that? Because when you're confident in yourself, you will be able to accomplish what you want. Like, right? When you're comfortable in yourself, all the other people are like, wait, why would they say that? Right? So I bring it back to dating. I am no dating guru as a single guy with a dog. All right? Let me just make that real clear. But what I say that is I bring it back into our dating with our team and then with our students, because usually to them, they're like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Compared to when we put our med device cap on, everything goes out the window, right? It's just like when we talk about, we have people in the course all the time where it's like, I talk about our business plan. Hey, we don't bring that back. We don't bring that out till later. And they're like, they hear me say it four times. They watch the course, it says that. And then they're like, got a first interview. Should I bring it up? And I'm like, that's the equivalent of going on a first date with a plan and saying, I can't wait to live here with this in this house with you with the two kids. And they're gonna be like, good Lord, I don't even know your middle name. And my coffee's gone. Like they're gonna leave, right? So just so you all know, I hope you get some humor out of that, but I want you all to know, like, you guys are worth it and you need to know that. Don't be that needy person. Be the person who's confident and owns who they are, so you can go and be a great candidate, compared to when you switch from all the other people are like, I need a job. I've been trying for so long. Oh my gosh, I need this. It takes away from what you're doing. So I just want you all to know that. Joe, now one thing I wanted to ask is, what made you, so we talked about you're at Stryker, you were interviewing with multiple different companies. I think this will be super helpful to the listeners. Like, what made you choose the company that you went with? And you don't have to go like specific, like in all the details of the products and other stuff, but like, you know, what was exciting about that opportunity over the other opportunities that you were talking to? Because I think that can be really helpful for our listeners, because a lot of the listeners are like, I don't know who to go with. So can you just kind of speak about like your experience of talking with multiple companies, and then like what overall made you go with the Stryker, and why you chose the opportunity that you did?
I think at large scope, right? You know, with someone that's eager to break into the medical device field, you know, when you get interview requests from all these different companies, you know, they all excite you and you're looking at reasons why you want to work there, why you want to work there. But you know, is the interview process works both ways, right? It's for you to decide and see, you know, if you would be a fit for their company as much as if they will see if you're a fit, right? So I think that's the main goal in mind when you go in. As much as you want to be excited and you may say, hey, well, this company is higher on the charts than this company, so I want to work there. Like, that always shouldn't be the case for you just because of the status, right? You should really find out where you fit best. For me, big sports guy growing up practically was everything to me growing up, right? Like, all the life lessons that I've learned are from sports. That's the environment that I'm looking for to surround myself in. And that's the environment that Stryker presented to me. So that's what kind of shifted me into their direction originally. Second of all is, you know, the regional manager, the guy that I'd be working with, I saw his leadership skills and the way he went through the interview process and how much he actually cared, you know, about the candidates and me going through the process. And that's something I really valued, right? Because part of, you know, as much as it's the company, it's also the team you work with and the
Yeah.
people that train you. And that's a big part of it, right? Like, it could be the dream company you wanted, but if you have a boss you don't like, then you're not going to like the opportunity. So it was seeing that and then, you know, speaking with the team members and seeing, you know, who they were, learning about them, and you know, having some relatable things outside of work to show that we could be friends, right? We're gonna be spending a lot of time together. It's not just about what we do at work, but what we do outside of work as well. I think was a huge aspect of that. I think a mix between, you know, having good leadership, combined with, you know, a good team is where you should and where you fit in should be where you look for in a company, more so than just the status of it, right?
I love that.
Specifically, the division itself, right, which really sealed the deal. I was already leaning towards that direction, but this division, not speaking too much on it, but it's essentially a newer division within medical device space, specifically within Stryker. And the way that the regional sold it to me was it's a startup inside of a large company, right?
Yep.
Which is a very exciting opportunity for someone like me to get in that's new, where I have the chance to essentially be the face of Stryker for this new division in my territory. And that is very exciting for me, right? It's a lot more than just being a part of a company and being a rep. I have a chance to do something to provide pivotal outcomes or for patients and be at a pivotal time in Stryker's medical technology space, right? And that's a career that's more fulfilling than just the money and just the status.
100%, man. I love that. And I want to just touch that for all the viewers is, guys, that we talk about this all the time to the people we work with. And it's the fact of so many people is just going to look at number one, the money, and they're always going to look at the clout of the company, right? Like I just so you all know, I always talk about like, hey, I worked at, you all know, I was like at Medtronic. It's the number one company when you look at revenue. And I always make the joke, you know who cares? Like when I was at Medtronic, I'm like, you want to know the only people who care that I work at Medtronic? The people who work at Medtronic and the people trying to work at Medtronic. That's it. You know, and like because I always used to be like, oh, I'm at Medtronic. I went to my CPA and the only reason she knew about Medtronic was because they're like, oh, that's a good company. And she's like, yeah, let me help you out, right? Like, let me do your taxes, right? The reason I'm just saying that to you all is we all do this where we put like, oh, I looked it up and it has to be Stryker, it has to be Medtronic, it has to be Johnson & Johnson, it has to be Smith & Nephew, it has to be name whatever company. But then we marry companies, but then you don't get to actually experience the team. And that's what Joe said is like, number one, you always have to believe in the product that you're going to be selling. So no matter where you go, that's number one. Because I will sit here and tell you, my friends, it is impossible for you to like be, feel good and be really successful in sales if you truly don't believe what you're selling, because you have to believe it to actually be able to sell it very well. And that's number one. And so it has to be a product that you believe in. But number two, the team, what Joe said is like why I'm thankful of like, you know, even when I was with Innovus is like the team was amazing. The people I worked with were amazing. Like you said, you don't go looking for friends in work because you're gonna have your own friends. But if you can find best friends in there, like literally right after this, I'm gonna be giving David, who's the clinical lead at Innovus, awesome guy out of British or out of England, like has a great a British accent. Like I'm gonna go WhatsApp him after this and go talk with him because we're friends now. And I think that's what people miss is like, it's the team that's going to make it, because guess who you're with is your team. Guess who's going to be there when you have a long day? Your team. Guess who's going to be able to have your back? Your team. And this is what so many people miss is they'll marry the company, but they won't understand who the team is. And then guess what? If you're on a team of, it's a great company, but it's a bunch of lone wolves. Guess what? You're all screwed. Because if you need help, guess what? A lone wolf's not doing, not helping you. But if you are with a team, what, like you said, when you're a regional manager, what the most fun is through this interview process for you all is when you have a manager being like, please don't take these other ones. Hey, I'm so sorry. HR is taking a little longer. Hey, like they actually care about you because they want you. But like you and I talked, Joe, like your manager was filling you up and he was actually helping you with the process. That's when you know they're serious about you. But they also want to lean into you. They want to give you time and energy. They want to grow you and make you a great candidate and a great med rep. That's what you all should be looking at. Because again, you all hear like we've gotten people hired at 160K, 170K. Like you hear that and you're like, that has to be me. But then what you also don't always hear is, hey, is it the best fit for me? And a lot of you need to just look at that. And that's why I would say one last thing on that topic is like college. You know, if you guys went to college and people who listen to this sometimes didn't go to college. So you can do it when you're out of work or you're with family or whatever it is. But you guys know when you like you went to college and you checked out a bunch of different colleges, but then one just felt right. People were super nice. You had a lot of friends you could tell who were going to be there. You went there and you had experience because you toured a couple of them. But one just was like, this is it. My friends, this is why I tell you to network and get on calls and talk with everybody on the team when you're doing your interview process. You need to see who you're going to be around. Because yeah, working at the company is great, but like I can't tell you how many DMs I have of people who went work for a company. It was a big name company. 6 to 8 months later, they're like, it sucks. It's not what I was told. I don't like it. The team doesn't help me. I'm all by myself, all this stuff. And guess what? Now they're looking for a new position 6 to 8 months later. Compared to, you don't have to worry about that when you find a team that's actually going to be fun, fit, like they're going to a great fit for you and you do that. So that's what I would just highly encourage. I hope you heard that from Joe is like, who you work with matters. And so instead of just marrying a company because you heard Stryker's great or you heard Medtronic's great or you heard Hologic great or whoever it is, that you actually just do your research and talk to the people and see how you vibe with them. Because the last thing I'll say to that is you guys will all ask me, hey, what company do I think? I'm not you because I like peanut butter. You may hate peanut butter, right? Like it is the internet, right? Like I just say this all the time. So that's where you have to do the research for yourself. But Joe, I really want to say I appreciate you taking the time with this. And I always love ending it with this one is, you know, what's the advice you give to somebody, whether they have sales experience or they don't have sales experience? What's your advice to somebody trying to break into medical device sales?
I think it's a lot easier said than done, but it's a common phrase you probably have heard a lot in your life, especially if you played sports. It's just hard work beats talent, right? So there's always going to be someone that's more experienced than you in the process, has exactly what they're looking for. But if you're willing to put the work to get there and the manager can see that, There's no reason why they won't give you a chance. You just really got to put your heart and soul in this process. And if you do that, I promise you, you will be rewarded.
That's amazing, man. And that's so true. I want you all to hear that one more time because, again, Joe is 22 years old. Guess what? Joe beat out people with more experience that were older than him. I just had a talk with a girl yesterday. She's like, I've made the three finals, but I always lose to someone with more experience. I do have a podcast. If you guys not have heard that, if you guys haven't heard that, you can go back and watch it. It literally says, if you lose to someone with more experience, here's the actual truth. It's just you didn't do enough. And that's the best way. And again, I just hope you guys hear that. And Joe's dead on. It's doing the work. But the one thing I will just sit here and tell you guys is you can do the work, but if you're hitting your head against the wall, the work's not going that far. The reason I'm saying that is I want you all to work hard. I want you all to do it. But if you don't know what you're doing, welcome to where it gets really tiring. And then after 6 months, you guys are like, maybe I should just quit. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, right? Like that's the saying we all hear. But I want you all to know is like most people listening to this are hard workers and I freaking love it. It's why you're listening to these podcasts because you're trying to better yourself. But just continue to make sure that you're doing the right things because that's where the challenges are. Like everyone has played sports. You know, I played basketball. What happens if I do a sprint, but I run the wrong path, right? If I go on the wrong side of the court, I went hard, but it doesn't mean I did it right. And then guess who's yelling at me? Coach, right? Let me carry that over in med device sales. You guys might go hard, but if you're doing the wrong things, you're not getting the interview or the next job. That's great advice, man. Joe, I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
This is just the beginning for you, man. I know we will continue to watch you flourish and keep being successful, but I just want to tell you, man, congratulations on being the new record holder of breaking into medical device sales from our course fastest in 2 weeks. And I just want you to know I'm so excited to watch your journey and can't wait to watch you be successful in medical device sales, brother.
Thanks, Jacob. I appreciate everything you've done for me. And for the people listening, like, invest in yourself. Buy this course if you want to break in. It really works. All the resources are there. And like to touch on what Jacob was saying, yeah, hard work beats talent, but you got to be able to invest in the right things and put that hard work in the right area. But if you match your hard work with this course, I promise you'll get the outcome you're looking for.
Appreciate that, man. That means the world. And you guys, if you are really interested, just understand our course is a course, but it's more of a mentorship. The course I always say is one fourth of what we do. We're actually working with you. We're in the trenches with you to help Joe. It's why we did hours of calls with Joe to get him where he needed to be. And so I just say, if it's something you're interested, please click the link below and we can schedule a call. If you guys are interested, LinkedIn, new to medical device sales, or Jacob McLaughlin, always happy to connect with you. But also, I want you guys to hear my heart. I just want you to know, I don't need you guys to do it. I don't need a dollar from you all. It's why we put out all the free episodes. We're now, I just checked, we're over 200 episodes for free. So if you guys are wanting to do it, I love that. Go watch the free podcast. It's just if you've been trying for 3+ months and you haven't done it, you just watch somebody with 2 weeks do it. So I just want you all to know we're here to help you. All we do is save you time and money. We'd love to be a part of it. If you can press that like and subscribe button, it would mean the world. And if you guys are serious breaking in medical device sales, please reach out. But until next time, keep working hard. Keep growing yourself. Keep going after the dreams that you want, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.